Look, we warned you for weeks. Don't stare at the sun. Don't stare at the sun. Don't stare at the sun. Get the glasses. Get the glasses. But we saw you out there at the Triad Center yesterday saying, oh, I didn't get the glasses. Let me borrow them. I'm just going to look for a moment. Well, Dr. Jeff Petty is an ophthalmologist with the Moran Eye Center at the University of Utah, and he's joining me live now on the Newsline. Some people are worried, did I do damage to my eyes? How can you know if you did damage to your retinas, staring at the sun? I mean, does smoke pour from your eye sockets? What happens?
Like many of us, just like the president, we took a peek at the sun. A short peek at the sun is incredibly unlikely to cause any damage. The type of vision loss we're talking about is central vision loss, the same type of symptom you might have after looking at a camera flash or a bright light. That central spot that sort of persists after looking at a flash, that's the type of vision loss we're concerned about.
And that's something to be concerned about and that you should see a doctor if it persists?
Yes, if it persists, you would. One simple test you can do is look at a piece of graph paper, either at home or on a computer. Check to see if all of the lines are straight, if all of the lines are present. If you don't see any bending or absent lines, chances are you're okay.
My wife and I were sitting on the couch last night after all of this was over, and we kind of looked at each other and said, you know, my eyes kind of hurt. And she said, mine too. And we weren't sure what that meant or if there was a problem. And somebody had said, if you have a problem with your eyes from looking at the sun, you know just about instantly. Is that true?
You would have these central vision loss symptoms pretty soon after your exposure, after looking at the sun. And really, that type of damage to the inside of your eye would not cause pain. Perhaps just being out looking wide-eyed and bright in our dry air at the eclipse for a couple of hours during the day may have left some people with some irritated or scratchy eyes. But those aren't the symptoms we would be concerned with.
Dr. Petty, you're an ophthalmologist. Have you heard of anybody today who had serious eye problems as a result of yesterday?
Thankfully, as of yet, I'm not aware. Certainly overnight, we didn't have any emergency calls with people concerned or panicked. But that is the thing to do. If someone is concerned, they've had some damage, they should call an ophthalmologist. The Utah Ophthalmology Society has a listing of ophthalmologists throughout the state, also with links to other ophthalmology societies where you can get in and get checked if you're concerned.
Thank you for being so helpful on the day after. Dr. Jeff Petty, he's an ophthalmologist at the Moran Eye Center at the University of Utah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.